From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Austin's police chief says the serial bombing suspect who has terrified the capital of Texas this month is dead.
As members of the Austin Police Department SWAT team approached the vehicle, the suspect detonated a bomb inside the vehicle, knocking one of our SWAT officers back, and one of our SWAT officers fired at the suspect as well. The suspect is deceased.
The suspect has been identified as 24-year-old Mark Anthony Condit. Austin has been targeted by package bombing since March 2nd that killed two people and wounded four others. Afghan officials say a suicide blast has killed at least 31 people and wounded more than 65 others in Kabul. Miller Sega has more.
Officials and witnesses say the bomber targeted a crowd during celebrations to mark the Persian New Year near a Shiite Muslim neighborhood. Islamic State claimed responsibility and identified the bomber as a Pakistani man, saying he detonated his suicide vests amidst a gathering in the Kartesaki area. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman told VOA those killed and wounded were all civilians. Millar Sega, VOA News.
Finland says delegates from North and South Korea and the United States have concluded constructive unofficial diplomatic talks in the Nordic country that were widely believed to have focused on laying the groundwork for an upcoming meeting between the Koreas and a planned U.S.-North Korea summit. The Finnish Foreign Ministry said Wednesday that the tripartite talks were held in a positive atmosphere and aimed at building confidence and reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. This is VOA News. Nigeria's information minister says Boko Haram militants have released 91 of the 110 girls they abducted in the northeastern town of Dapchi last month. Isha Sarai has more.
Lai Mohammed told reporters in the Nigerian capital Wednesday that the girls, along with one boy, were dropped off at various spots along a road. His office said the girls were released around 3 a.m. local time through back-channel efforts and with the help of some friends of the country. The office of the Nigerian president said the girls are now back in Dapchi and are being documented. The government said that no ransom was paid for their release. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says allegations that Facebook users' data was improperly used by a political campaign are very concerning.
What we have seen in Cambridge Analytica, the allegations are clearly very concerning, and it is absolutely right that they should be properly investigated.
May says she expects Facebook and data analytics firm Cambridge Analytica to fully comply with British authorities investigating how personal information was obtained and used. A U.S. airstrike in southern Somalia this week killed two al-Shabaab militants and wounded three others. AFRICOM said in a statement Wednesday that the attack took place near the town of Mubarak, a small agricultural town southwest of the capital of Mogadishu. Most U.S. airstrikes in Somalia occur in that region. AFRICOM did not identify the individuals targeted in Monday morning airstrike, but said it was conducted in coordination with the federal government of Somalia. Israel, for the first time, confirmed that it bombed a suspected Syrian nuclear reactor in 2007, saying on Wednesday that the strike removed a major threat to Israel and the region and was a message to others.
To some extent, the insights and lessons drawn from that attack led us to develop plans to build up our strength so that we know today how to reach further. Our munitions are more accurate and can penetrate deeper, and our crews are capable of carrying out even more complicated missions.
It is the first public acknowledgement by Israel that it bombed the partially constructed Al-Kubar facility near Deir al-Zor. Officials say a fierce gun battle has killed at least four Indian government forces and at least four suspected militants in disputed Kashmir. Police say the fighting erupted after government forces cordoned off a forested village in the Kupwara region on Tuesday. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.